Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, this is John Fugelsang. Welcome to a very special mini episode of the podcast. Hi. As some of you may have known, I have been part of one of the top political comedy tours in America for the past couple of years. That would be Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour. I'm very proud to be a part of this. We did our first ever show in New York City in 2010 at NPR's The Green Space. It was just Stephanie and me and Hal. And when we started the tour up in 2011, I thought, well, this is going to be great. I wanted this to be like the blue collar comedy tour for annoyingly smart people. That was how I viewed it. And my court-appointed lawyer said it would look really good at my sentencing hearing to make something like this happen. So when we first launched the tour, it was in the middle of all the great uprisings in Wisconsin against Governor Scott Walker, and there was really nothing like this. The tour itself is sort of like a comedy club meets a political town hall. It's deeply vulgar and offensive, and yet curiously moral. So it wound up being a big hit our first year. We sold out the Beacon in New York City. We sold out the Chicago Theater. We sold out the Pantages in Los Angeles. We sold out the State Theater in Minneapolis, the Paramount in Seattle. Aretha Franklin came to our show in Detroit at the Opera House, and Stephen Sondheim came to one of our Chicago shows. And for the last 10 years, this thing's been chugging along and filling rooms all around the country and bringing nakedly progressive stand-up comedy, either pro-liberal or progressive or Democratic Party or moderate or just plain old anti-evil, you know, just anti-evil. And it is so great right now to be doing a political comedy tour during the most important election year of our lives, since the last most important election year of our lives. The comics who have done this tour over the years have ranged from Margaret Cho to Daryl Hammond, Carlos Alazraki, Aisha Tyler. And over the years, we've been joined on stage of this thing by special guests, because there's a panel at the second half of every show. We've had guests like Nancy Pelosi has joined us on stage. Jamie Raskin joined us at a couple of shows. Joy Reid, Lily Tomlin's been with us three or four times. Adam Schiff, Martin Sheen, he's our only former president. Ted Lieu, Rob Reiner's done this show like a bunch. Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky, Congressman Mark Pocan, Governor Michelle Lewin Grisham. One time I got Louis Black to call my cell phone and scream obscenities at the crowd. I held the phone to the mic. They seemed to like that. But these guest stars really make the show special, even if none of them were willing to be character witnesses for me at my many hearings. And what I love the most about this tour is playing in the red states. You know, I learned in the Obama years, there were so many people, nice liberal people who, you know, care about immigrants as humans and care about LGBT rights and care about women's healthcare rights and actually may have followed the Jesus parts in the Bible, whether they're Christian or not. Nice people in red states who were scared to have Obama bumper stickers in their car when they went to their job or their church. And it was amazing to like be in the room with the 1,000 or 2,000 other people who are like-minded and nary a red hat in sight. And it's been a riot. The best crowds in the world, seriously, number three for me, college. Number two are military audiences. And then number one are the crowds at the sexy liberal shows. There are these VIP meet and greets after all the shows where we hang with some of the audience and take pictures and talk about all kinds of stuff. And it's dynamite for me. I would do this tour even if my parole officer didn't strongly recommend it. So now we're on tour again with the Save the World Tour. Stephanie Miller, Hal Sparks, Frangela, Frances Callier and Angela Shelton. I'm in love with both of these women. They both come out of Second City. They're both hilarious, but they're also a great comedy duo. They are the Abbott and Costello of fearless, outspoken Black women. And what I like about the tour is it's always been tight, funny, comedy first, preachy last. You know, it's really easy at a political show to just do applause lines and get people all go whoop, 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 and it's not actually funny. Here, it's really tight. And everybody always asks, hey, if you're all doing political material, how do you make sure you don't do jokes about the same topics? And it's actually kind of easy. Al Sparks is a rocker dude. I'm the patron saint of damaged Catholics. Our acts are very different from Frangela's. Stephanie Miller was doing some material about being a lesbian that I thought was a little too close to my act, personally. We had words, and I ultimately won because I so closely resemble Katie Lang. So this year, we are working with Live Nation, and it's an amazing tour. We just played Minneapolis. We're playing Philadelphia April 27th, and then in the weeks and months to come, we're going to Madison. We're going to Albuquerque, Seattle, Denver, Boston, Atlanta, New York, New York. We'll be in Chicago for the convention, Portland, Oregon, Durham, Phoenix, Kansas City. We will be in L.A. right before the election, and we will be in D.C. for Inauguration Weekend, January 18th. And it's either going to be the big Biden party or it's going to be the big resistance party. Either way, we want to see you guys at every one of these shows along the way. This weekend in Philly, we're playing the Fillmore for the first time. Our special guests are going to include JoJo from Jers and Lindy Lee, because we are now bringing social media superstars on stage with us, as well as Glenn Kirshner, legal expert and contributor to MSNBC. And I will be selling Bibles at the merch table after every show. Come find me. That's fantastic Bibles I'm selling. Really, I autograph mine. Jesus didn't autograph his. I hope you'll come. And I should have the ankle bracelet off before the Madison date. Thanks a lot. SexyLiberal.com or LiveNation.com. We'll see you on the road.
With Chime Secure Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at Chime.com/build.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Results may vary. See Chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Chime.com/disclosures for details.